الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء ثقالة وثقالة القلب ذكر الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله فيها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, students, brothers in Islam, we will find in the Quran al-Kareem many ayats, and certain ayats are repeated. In one of the ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often mentions in the Quran al-Kareem relates to dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat that is recited, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, that O people of Iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that when it comes to the faraid injunctions of deen, then everything has a fixed limit. Everything has a fixed amount. But when it comes to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no stipulated amount. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Under the tafsir of this ayat, Nabas radiallahu also mentions that these are the people of intelligence. Ulul albab. Alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyamahu wa qu'udahu ala junubihim. Allah Ta'ala mentions kathira in the previous verse that I mentioned, and under this verse Allah subhanahu Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that this also refers to kathira, because there are either three positions a person is involved in. Either he is standing, either he is sitting, or whilst lying down. So in these three positions, if a person also makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, then he also will be regarded as among the intelligent people. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, a certain person came to him and said that I saw in a dream that wherever you stood up, you sat down, when you walked, came out, exited, when you entered any place, I saw the malaika always making, invoking mercies upon you. So he said that you also can enjoy the same privilege. And then he mentioned, read the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, for the barakat of dhikr, اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the agent, through the agency of the malaika, that Allah, they invoke mercies upon you and they take you out from darkness into the way and path of light. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it is known as the soul through which the entire existence of the entire universe remains intact. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as long as one person is taking the name Allah, Allah, Allah will keep this entire universe and its system intact. But no sooner a person does not take the zikr of Allah, there is no person to make the zikr of Allah, does not take the name of Allah, then that will herald and that will mean the coming of the day of Qiyamah. Zikr of Allah is the essence of all ibadat. Qari Sayyisa rahmatullahi has mentioned that every limb has its satisfaction and fulfillment. He mentions, for example, the eye gains satisfaction and looking, beholding a very beautiful scenery, beautiful sight. The ear, the satisfaction of the ear, and fulfillment of the ear is to listen to soothing sounds. The satisfaction of the tongue is to taste something very, very delicate, very delicious. So he said everything has its fulfillment, everything has its satisfaction. The nose has the satisfaction of the pleasing of smelling something very, very pleasant. So he said in a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the satisfaction and the contentment and the fulfillment of the heart is in the zikr of Allah. And then he mentions the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Ala, that behold, bi zikrillah, in the zikr of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, that the hearts find contentment. Rasha waliyallah rahmatullahi mentioned, the word ba'ubiya is in the meaning of fi. Ala bi zikrillah, ala fi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. And he explains that it's like a fish in the depth of the ocean begins to glide and absorb in that water, it enjoys itself. So many a mu'min that is absorbed in the zikr of Allah is the istighraq, and all the time the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, every limb, kullu mutin fa wa zakir, every limb that fulfills the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person is in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr is the food and nourishment for the soul. Today we have people paying so much of attention to the body. We have supplements, we have tonics, we have, for example, vitamins, some energy booster. This is to enhance the functioning of the body, so the body can function properly. It's given strength. So, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a nourishment and food for the soul. That zikr ka naga, dil ka, or ruh ki faqa. When there is no zikr, then the ruh and the heart is deprived of that special nourishment, and that is the food, and that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr adds value to one's ibadat. For example, in ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, the beginning of the 21st juz, أُتْلُ مَا أُحْيَى إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is commanded to recite the Quran al-Kareem. The best of zikr is the Quran al-Kareem. In fact, the word zikr also refers to the Quran al-Kareem. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا ذِكْرُ. We have revealed the reminder, the zikr, that is the Quran al-Kareem. The salah that we have been commanded to perform, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, this is actually to bring the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. That establish salah for my ibadat. But then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The most exalted, the most highest form is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mentioned that first Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran al-Kareem, then Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to salah, then zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that they explain that the actual essence to bring those ibadat alive, a person needs zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person will just go through the motions. Like our Shaykh Daan Barakat explained, sometimes a person is salah, he passed off his body in the masjid, but his heart and his soul and his mind is gone somewhere else. And only when salam is made, then he realizes, oh, now I just performed salah. So when a person makes the zikr of Allah, it brings value to one's ibadat. It brings life to the ibadat. It brings life to the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. It brings value to the salah that the person is reading. And Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu asked that, what is the greatest ibadat? He said, haven't you read the Quran al-Kareem? And he recited this verse, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most exalted. He was a very, very pious person by the name of Shaykh Wasiullah rahmatullah Ali. He was such a person that he used to engage in dars and tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem, and this used to cause a stir in his heart. And the people used to come, the students used to come, he noticed they came and they left in the same condition. Then he used to engage in the teachings of the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he found also the people came and they left in the same condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him that put all the students, the talaba, on the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make the tafsir, then impart the Mubarak teachings of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said when he had done this, when the students engaged in zikr of Allah, then there was a different effect. Then the Quran Kareem had an impact on the heart. The Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the impact on the heart. Why? This was because when they made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, it brings value. It brings life on in a person's ibadah. One person came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul jihadi a'zamu ajran? That, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which jihad will earn a person the greatest reward? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, aktharuhum lillahi ta'ala. That person who engages in the zikr of Allah in abundance. Then he asked, أي الصائمين أعظم أجرا؟ Among those people who fast, who will get the greatest reward? Again, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أكثرهم لله ذكرا. That person who engaged in zikr of Allah in abundance. And the same person, Sahabi radiallahu anhu, asked a similar question with regards to salah, with regards to sadaqah, zakat, etc. And all in every aspect of ibadat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the same jawab, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا. That person who makes the most amount of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, at that moment he told, Ya Aba Hafs, that جَاءَ الذَّاكِرُونَ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. It looks as if though that the ذاكرين, that those people who engage in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have taken the greatest lot. And what is actually the zikr of Allah? Zakir ku maskur ta pahunchata hai. That the zakir, the one who is remembering Allah through the means of zikr, it connects a person direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. That remember me and I am remembering you. Whether we remember or we don't remember Allah, Allah is all the time remembering us. The Mufassirin mentioned that fadhkuruni bil ita'ah. أَذْكُرُكُمْ بِالْإِنَايَةِ. That, oh my bannas, remember me through itaat, through obedience. And Allah Ta'ala will say that I will remember you with kindness, with the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr of Allah has the power of drawing the mercy of Allah, drawing the bounties and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama explained there are two aspects of zikr. One is a positive zikr. Alhamdulillah, most of us are doing that is salah, tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, Hajj, Umrah, and all the aspects of Shariat, the injunctions of Shariat. That is a positive zikr. But one aspect of zikr that we are negligent and unmindful, and we short, there is a shortfall in it, it is a negative zikr. And that is to remain aloof, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stay away from gunas, from the disobedience of Allah, this also zikr, but it's called a negative zikr. In other words, to stay away from gunas is also the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulla Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi has mentioned in his Malfuzat that just alone making the zikr of Allah, there is benefit. But the true benefit of the zikr is that when a person corrects his amal, all his amal, his deeds, and he rectifies his conduct with regards to hukukullah, hukukul ibad. In other words, he makes his islah. And then he says, as an illustration, he said, when a person only makes the zikr of Allah, but he does not rectify his conduct, he does not make islah of his nafs, then it is just like a person that is making nafil salah all the time, nafil ibarat all the time, but he is negligent and he leaves out the farais. He said the harms of leaving out the farais will outweigh the benefit or whatever benefit there is by making all the nawafil. So whatever nafil a person is making, so in zikr, you'll get that benefit, inshallah. But that benefit will be wiped out by forsaking the farais. And what is faraz also here is to abstain and stay away from all types of guna. The ulama Ibn Tari rahmatullahi has also mentioned there are four conditions of gaining the true benefit of zikr. The first one he mentions is to make the intention that, oh Allah, I want your love. How Shaykh Dar al-Barakatuh explained, any action that a person does, then there has to be some motive behind it. There has to be some intention behind it. What is the motive of zikr? Is to gain the ishq and love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person just makes the zikr, then there is benefit, yes. That tongue that is moist to the zikr of Allah, that heart is making the zikr, and there is benefit. But together with that, to make the intention of gaining the muhabbat and love of Allah, that is the first one. The second one is to make zikr in a ashiqana, with love and enthusiasm. When a person takes the name of Allah, he takes it with the full mouth. When he has the concentration, the devotion, with love, ashiqana, with ishq, he takes the name of Allah, La ilaha illallah, with that concentration, and he thinks to himself, I'm removing all the filth and darkness from my heart, and I'm only putting Allah in my heart. So that is the second condition. The third one is, with pabandi, that a person has to be regular with zikr. That then the true benefits will be seen. Sometimes shaitan deceives us and says, after a few days of zikr, we don't see any benefit. And we leave the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. A person, he's driving on the road, beautiful highway, smooth roads, beautiful scenery, the beach, the beautiful forest, gardens, etc. But then sometimes a detour comes about. Then there is a stop and go. Then there is a gravel road. And then he has to go through a patch. And thereafter he just has to travel a few kilometers, and again, once again, he joins up with that highway. So similarly, whilst making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes a person, he'll feel down, spiritually low. But do not give up the zikr of Allah. Continue. That is, some detour will come, some go slow. And through a gravel road, we'll continue making the zikr of Allah. Then once again, we'll join the highway leading toward the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the third condition. And the fourth condition, which is very, very important, is under the supervision and guidance of a shaykh, a wali of Allah, a pious alim, that you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi explained from this eyes of this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. O Allah, and open the locks of my heart through your dhikr. Hazrat Hakim Sahib explained that where does a person put locks? He puts locks in a place where which is something very, very valuable. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say one lock, but he says he used the plural jama, akfala, the many locks. How do you open these locks of the treasures of Allah ta'ala's ma'rifat, Allah ta'ala's muhabbat, is the zikr of Allah. So now the key also needs to be the correct key. It cannot be a blank key. Person takes the key, puts it upside down, he cannot open any locks. So the key has to be the correct key. Is to be placed in the right side, then only those locks will be opened. So in a similar vein, making the zikr of Allah under the supervision of some shaykh, prescribed by certain shaykh, mashayikh, then inshallah, then you will see the benefit of the zikr. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, zikr also is the cleanser of the heart. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ اسْتِقَالَةٌ وَاسْتِقَالَةُ الْقَلْبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a cleanser. For example, a person little has with dust on his hand, he puts it under running water, the hand becomes clean. If there's some more stubborn dirt, he takes soap. If there's some paint, then he takes some thinner, some paraffin. And metal, iron, to purify it, he put it in the furnace. In our clothes, if there's some stubborn dirt, then we have some special detergent. So similarly, to clean the heart, is through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart is clean, then that heart becomes the seat of the ma'rifat, the qurb. And this becomes a precursor of gaining the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama explained, the heart is like a mirror. The more you clean the mirror, the more it will shine. When a person's heart is shining, then the nur of Allah will come into that heart. Our Shaykh Dhamul Barakat explains that when nur comes into the heart, then this nur overflows. Like you put in a glass, you put water, and when you reach the top and you carry on pouring, then that water overflows. Similarly, when a person makes the zikr of Allah, the heart is overflowing of the nur of Allah, then the nur will be seen in a person's eyes. It will flow through a person's eyes, his ears, through his tongue, through the zikr, and this has the effect of zikr will be seen in every limb of his body. The Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is nothing more effective in saving you from the azab and punishment of Allah than the zikr of Allah. So easy is the zikr of Allah. So easy and how important it is to make the zikr of Allah. The zikr of Allah is that thing will bring all the aspects of being in totality, which is reality. The zikr of Allah will bring all the ibadat alive in our life. One of the people, seven people that will be on under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day of Qiyamah is that person zakar Allah khaliyan fasadat aynahu. That person is in solitude, he's alone, and he's making the zikr of Allah, and this caused tears to stream down his face. So one is the ulama explained, and the Shaykh Hamdan Ali mentioned, one is the person is in solitude, he's alone, no one is seeing him. He makes the zikr of Allah together with his tongue and his heart. What a lisan, zikr of the lisan, zikr of the heart, qalbi. And one is respected, brothers, amongst people. A person is engaged, he's buying and selling, or he's with his family members. Even then, too, that heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also be included amongst the people that will be granted the shade of Allah Ta'ala Arsh Nabi of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala make us among such people. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will be 8 doors of Jannah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned that person who makes the zikr of Allah excessively, that person will be entering into Jannah smiling. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Sabaq al Mufarradun, that the fast travelers have gone ahead. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the Mufarradun? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned those people who enjoy the zikr of Allah, who absorb the zikr of Allah, wa dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat, the males and the females who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the gatherings of zikr so much that he boasts in front of the malaika. Yubahi bihum malaika. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts in front of the malaika. Now a person might ask that why is it Allah Ta'ala boasts in front of the malaika of the gatherings of dhikr? So there are few reasons. One is when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, at that moment they objected to Allah. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُسْتِلُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِقُ الدِّمَاءَ. That are you going to create some creation who is going to cause mischief on the earth, who is going to cause bloodshed on the earth? So now when the person is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala tells the malaika, these are the same creation that you objected, that they will cause bloodshed, cause mischief on the earth. Look at them, they are making my zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika in different positions, some of them in qiyam, some in ruku, some in sajda, all of them engaged in the zikr of Allah, in tasbih, etc. So the malaika, they see, look at these people, these insan, they have so many commitments. They've got nafs and shaitan behind them. We don't have nafs and shaitan behind us. We are all at times 24/7 making the zikr of Allah. Insan has commitments to make. He has to pay bills, he has to work, he has to feed, he has to provide shelter for his family, etc. In spite of all this, he takes some time to make the zikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala boasts of them in front of the malaika. And then the malaika also, they have brought iman bil mushahada. They, after seeing Allah, they have brought iman. Whereas our iman is bil ghaib, of the unseen. And because of this, we have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we are making the zikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala boasts regarding us. Zikr also is the fought against shaitan. One person, Ya Allah, Ya, then how is it that shaitan clings to the heart of a person? So in the dream was shown that shaitan sits on the left side of the heart, behind the shoulder blades. And then he has a snout, or like a needle-like, like of a mosquito. And whenever he becomes unmindful, ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan injects his poison. Shaitan injects the evil whispering, the waswasawis that we call, into the heart of that person. But no sooner a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan withdraws. اِسْتَحْوَذَ عَلِيمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that shaitan has overpowered insan and made him forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَحْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدَهُ شَيْطَانٍ فَهُوَ لَوْ قَرِينٍ Shaitan becomes his companion when the person becomes unmindful of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Malfuzat of Malaiyat rahmatullahi. These few things I'd like to mention. Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, what is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then he says that to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given situation and every given moment, to fulfill the command of Allah, that is the zikr. I will repeat it again. Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, the zikr of Allah is this, that to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any given situation. And then he recited the verse of the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. That, O people of Iman, let it not be that your wealth and your children and your business becomes a deterrent and beguiles you from the zikr of Allah. Then Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi explains that a person may be enjoying himself with his family, but he's fulfilling the commands of Allah, this is a zikr of Allah. A person in his business, he's doing honest business, he's not deceiving the customer, this is a zikr of Allah. Another explanation he gives, that for example, a person is in his house, he's enjoying himself with his family members, or he's in his business, at that time, the azan is being called out. So now what is the zikr of Allah at that time? Zikr of Allah is to leave the family. The zikr of Allah is to leave your business and go for salah. On another occasion, Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that when the person goes out in safar or in tabligh, he mentioned that increase in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this becomes a fort against the evil whisperings of shaitan. And then he mentioned, in proportion to the evil that is happening in the environment, in proportion to the evil that is going to take place in the environment, accordingly make the increase the zikr of Allah. Today we know what is happening outside over there, the environment. So it is very, very important that we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be contaminated. The word Allah is pure, is pak. Do not contaminate it. Why I'm saying this is because there are so many so-called anaseed artists. They make the zikr of Allah. Whether it is an entertainment, that is another question. But together with that zikr, they will add the duf, the beating of a drum, or now we even worse, some music. Taking the name of Allah and adding music to it. This is totally haram. Recently, someone showed me one pamphlet. In a certain place they're having a get together on Friday, which is another discussion on its own, Valentine's Day. And this is a true mockery of Islam. They're inviting everyone to come and partake to wine and dine, and male, female. But they write very clearly, all food strictly halal. All food strictly halal. The food is halal. Is that in intermingling with the sexes halal? Is going over there in that environment of music halal? So it becomes a mockery of Islam. So many taking the name of Allah, adding some duf, some tabla or some music to it. This is a mockery of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, it is mentioned, Mala Ilyas rahmatullahi, on one occasion, just yet before he had passed away, he became very, very sick. He didn't have that strength to speak. So he called one of his khadims and he said, go tell all the people that are involved in this effort of da'wat and tabligh that there are two aspects a person should pay attention to. One is the ilm and the second is the zikr. And then he mentioned these are the two wings of which this work will take off. And then he continues and he explains that the zikr of Allah will bring nur in that ilm. So whatever knowledge he gains, to complement it with the zikr of Allah, this brings about nur in that knowledge. And he says that if a person is deficient in any of these two aspects, I have this great fear that this will open a door of great mischief later on. So how important it is that we engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. This mentioned Mawlana Inam al-Hasan sahab rahmatullahi, when he had gone to Nizamuddin in the early 1930s, 5 or 6 years he spent in the khidmat of Ilyas rahmatullahi. After 6 years, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi came and he asked Mawlana Inam al-Hasan sahab rahmatullahi, Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi, that have you taken bayat to Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi? So they said no. So Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi was surprised. He said, I was under impression, so many years you are already here, never take bayat. Why are you all wasting time on this important aspect? So both these great mashayikh took bayat on their hands of Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi. And then Mawlana Inam al-Hasan rahmatullahi explained that he prescribed for me Ismail Zat of the kalima, of the zikr of Allah. First he started of 3,000, increased it to 5,000, then to 12,000, to 70,000, and 124,000. Not only that, Imam al-Hasan rahmatullahi used to say, we had to read our awrad, our Hisnul Haseen, Hizbul Azam, and tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, plus minus 10 to 15 paras daily. And he mentioned all this used to take approximately 7 hours in a day. Together with all the activities of tabligh, subhanallah. That is why our Shaykh said, these are the giants, our mashayikh, they became hazratji. Why, if you study their lives, you will find how much of zikr they had made. Now today, if a person gets, if a mashayikh prescribes 1,000 or 12,000, a person gets worried. Hazrat Hakeem rahmatullahi explains that don't get worried. If a person does his zikr of Allah with ashtiqana, he does it with pabandi, with the guidance of a shaykh, and with the intention of the love of Allah, if he does it 100 times daily, the word La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah, this will have the same effect of the 124,000 of the prayer our pious mashayikh used to make before. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and all of us among the zakirin and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.